Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God.
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
greifen, so groß er kommt. Keep playing. She can sing this song with me. We never rehearsed this one. This was not part of the plan. I just felt the song was bubbling in my spirit. Can you get her a microphone?
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For those
We praise his name. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name. Excellent is your name. In all the earth. So we bless the name Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, Holy Spirit, we ask you to take preeminence in this service. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in the lives of our children and grandchildren. Take preeminence in our homes. Holy Spirit, we surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us this morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We suck our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus justify us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. Let the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this atmosphere in the blood of Jesus. We soak our atmosphere in our homes, wherever we are, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, in our cars, as we're traveling this morning, the blood of Jesus in our homes, oh God, taking the public transportation, in the blood of Jesus, in the airplanes, oh God, the public transportation, the trains, the blood of Jesus, cover our children and grandchildren and spouses wherever we are. They don't have to be in this country, wherever we are. Our children are in the blood of Jesus. Father, we put on the whole armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, send your holy angels that assist us and minister to us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the fresh oil. In the name of Jesus, the first oil, the first anointing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we drink from the fountain that springs, from the river of life, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every one under the sound of my voice and their families. Father, I pray for your greater grace to rest upon each and every one of us as we navigate, as you lead us and guide us through this week, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, greater grace, your greater grace rest upon us, oh God. Your manifold grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you shield each and every one here with favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you provide according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you do something spectacular, something new in our lives, oh God. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you to do, your God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we sing praises to you. You are glorious. Hallelujah. So Lord, we all want to thank you this morning and praise you, Lord. I thank you for each and every one once again. Thank you for the mothers. Thank you for the intercessors, oh God. Thank you for doing that year this morning listening, oh God. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, Lord. Father, reward them, oh God. They are your daughters, oh God. In the name of Jesus, perfect all that concerns their lives and the lives of their children and grandchildren. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Lord, as I bring this word forth this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross all of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Release your breath in each and every one of us. Resuscitate us, Holy Spirit. Father God, I pray that those angels wake those that are sleeping. Let them wake from their slumber to hear what thus says the Lord. The word of God is a two-edged, so the word of God will empower us. Let this word be planted deeply and rooted in us, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Job chapter 1. Good morning to everyone. There was a man in the land of Oz. His name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and excused evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great also, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and seized houses, everyone his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And so it was so, when the days of the feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offering according to the number of them all. But Job said, may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only but not for thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen are plowing and the asses feeding themselves, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is falling from heaven and has burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I am only escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Shophans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And Job arose and rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job said not, nor charged foolishly. The reading of the word of God. Hallelujah. And I know we have read, people read these things over, I mean the scriptures, we read it over and over, especially this chapter, and people say, I feel like Job. No, you don't feel like Job because none of these things has happened to none of you. If it has happened, you can press, I can open the line for you to tell me when it happened to you. When did all of this happen to you? Did you have all your kids die in one day? Did you have all these things? I hate for people to say these things because you're lying. It hasn't happened to you. Don't put things on yourself that haven't happened to you. But God is speaking to us. Job is one of the oldest, the book of Job is one of the oldest, and I'm really going to, by God's grace, we're going to go over this line by line, precept by precept. Amen, in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us that Job was a perfect man. He was upright. He feared God. He hated evil. Children. 7 sons. And 3 daughters. He was a wealthy man. Those days, your wealth was counted by the amount of livestock you have, like sheep and camels and, you know, all those things. Very wealthy. They say he was the greatest man in the East. Okay? So he was a very wealthy man, and we all know his wealth. If you read further, I read further, came from God. And we know that God protected Job. Hallelujah. Perfect. Man. Rich man. A man well esteemed in his community, in the East. That means not nation, and in the East is not just a low community, it's a bunch of nations. We all esteem, nice man. 7 sons, the perfect number, 3 daughters. Hallelujah. And look what happened. When we read this story, I'm just going to summarize this morning. When all the Bible says Satan came with the sons of God, and then God, and look what, and God said, have you tried my servant? Job, God asked Satan, and what is, well, Satan said, because you protected him. God said, okay, I will move the edge of protection around him. I'm around him. And God told Satan, you can't touch his life. And so, look, all those things happened to Job. But what did Job do? One thing happened, another thing happened. He rent his garment, shaved his head, and that, and he worshiped God. He worshiped God. All of a sudden, in one minute you're rich, the next minute, not only are you poor, but you've lost everything, including your servant, then your children are dead. And what did he do? Who am I speaking to this morning? There are people just all day we complain and we complain and we complain and we complain. We blame everybody for our issues and our problems. Saying this and we say that, and I know it, God may have said, but remove that edge. And let's see. And then we're blaming others. When God said, I have already removed that edge. It's not the others. God has removed the edge. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, then Job arose. Verse 20. Job got up. He didn't go in his room and close the door and cry. The Bible says he arose. He rent his mantle. What he had a mantle. Tore his mantle. Rent his mantle. I will teach you about renting a mantle. That means you're not in the flesh anymore. You're in the spirit. He shaved his head. Represents glory, but I'm not going to go through the deeper revelation. But the thing I want you to know that he fell down in humility and he worshiped God. He worshiped God. How many of us hear bad news and get on our knees? But we rise up and get on our knees and worship God. Or do we call everybody? Or do we blame God? And many of us do that. When God writes things in the Bible, we need to look at these things and take time and read it. The Bible says he worshiped God. What is going on in your life? It might not be like Job right now. I'm speaking to every one of us, including myself. The Spirit of God is speaking through me to me, through me to you. What is going on in our lives that we're murmuring and complaining and we cannot get into the posture of worship? What is going on that we cannot worship God? Regardless, we need to get in the posture of worship. Humility, get down on our knees and worship God. Lord, I worship you regardless of my situation. I worship you. You see, get into the posture of worship. The Lord will give us the grace to worship him in trials, in situation. When our flesh does not feel like doing it, that's why the Bible says he rent his garment. It's not time for flesh. The flesh will not want to do it, but the spirit. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Rent that flesh. No more flesh. Worship him. What situation? Worship him. What if your children gave you a hard time? Worship him. You don't have money. Worship him. You disappointed. Worship him. Your job giving you a hard time. Worship him. Get into the posture of worship, my brothers and sisters. Worship. Let us get into the posture of worship. Worship him in the valleys. Worship him on the mountaintops. Worship him. When you got money, worship him. When you don't have money, worship him. When your family turn against you, worship him. When your children curse you, worship him. In everything, when your boss fire you, worship him. When you sick, worship him. He worshiped. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, shall I return. The Lord gave and the Lord taketh away. Blessed. What did he say? Be the name of the Lord. He realized everything he had came from God. Naked I came, naked I return. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And verse 22 says, in all this, Job did not sin, and he didn't blame God. He did not blame God. tell you this morning, don't blame God. In every situation that we're going through, God wants us to worship him. Are you perfect like Job? Do you fear God like Job? Are you upright like Job? Do you excuse evil like Job? Do you have all that finances? When you check the finances of what Job had, Job, it was a billionaire if you count it to today. Do you have that money? Any one of you, a multi-billionaire, any one of us? Do you have 10 children? Let us pray. Those of you that have not been worshiping and been murmuring and complaining, stop it. Murmuring and complaining. Lord, look what happened. Lord, blah, 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 blah. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. We got food to eat. We got shelter. Stop murmuring. Instead of murmuring, begin to bless the Lord and worship him. Father, we thank you for your word this morning, and I ask you, Lord, to forgive us for murmuring and complaining. Lord, we worship you. We praise you. I praise you, Lord. Pray for yourself. Pray for your children. Lord, I praise you for Al. I praise you, Lord, for Ricky. I praise you, Lord, for Tina. I praise you, Lord, for Crystal. Lord, I thank you for provision. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Irving. For the mothers on this prayer line, their diligence, I thank you. For their families, I thank you for my siblings, my nieces, my nephews, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry. Thank you, family and friends. Thank you for this breath I breathe that is yours. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for winning every battle. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. In everything, give thanks. God bless you.